Perikei Ait Aleph. Hadimyan Kleipeth Raisha Mifnei Aisha. The Dimyan, imagination, fantasy.
He doesn't translate it.
Okay, I think it means fantasy or imagination.
Non-logical thinking.
Okay, I'll still stick to my imagination and fantasy.
Revolver goes along with what you're saying at all, sure.
But Adimyan means you live in an Eilam Adimyan, you tell somebody. You don't live in a real world. You live in your own fantasy world. Adimyan, Kaifef Raishem Ibnei Aisher. The Dimyan bends its head before money. All of a sudden, when money is a thing, then you don't live in fantasy anymore. You become more realistic when faced with money. And sometimes, even if there's no money, but there's somebody there who has money, he also can make you forget your fantasies pretty quickly. When there's somebody with strength there, all of a sudden you're not fantasizing, right? When the guy's standing there with Rahman al-Islam, he's standing there with a weapon, all of a sudden your fantasies are gone and you're very realistic. Well, the Yidzim of Nebala Kayach, and sometimes you don't even need the Kayach there. The fact that the guy has the potential is enough to put you in your place. Nichna l'fnei hayayfi, it subordinates itself in front of beauty. L'fnei halai, what is the difference between yayfi and nai?
And noise, elegance.
Okay, what's the difference in beauty and elegance? That's the problem if you have a thesaurus.
Beauty is a state, elegance is a action.
Okay, whatever it is, it's very similar. Lifnei Echale Shane. Lifnei, a person in front of, what's the name again? Echale Shane are castles made out of, what's the name again? What? Ivory castles. Ivory castles, lifnei Amoine Melachim. In front of castles of kings. Are Maine's castles also?
Palaces,
the same thing, okay. The name Maisim Kabirim, in front of very strong actions.
Mighty actions.
The name Amtsos Chadashas, in front of new inventions. Kairis Brisim Ayin, and it makes a treaty with the eye. Hoylech Shluve Zeraya Emahiva. It goes with, you put your hands around. What?
Arm in arm
with the present. I think what it's saying is these things take you out of your fantasy, and at least temporarily your yarmulke is missing. Temporarily put you in a present situation. The seichel, which fights with Dimyan, intellect, which says don't live in fantasy world, live in reality, loves intellect. It loves the scale, meaning to weigh things. Is it good? Is it not good? It desires things that you can count and figure out. It loves the rules Research, right, that's the word. Research. Okay, period. So he's trying to say Dimyan is fantasy. It has to be shocked into reality. Seichel is reality. It doesn't have to be shocked into reality. It likes to delve into reality. Teva ben Adam, the nature of people, is levis asachlus. They like to have friction between each other. I hate to even probably use the word fight.
Competition.
Im shnayim, echad mischarim reyu. If there's two, they're competitive. Im eidas chaverta, one soul with the other soul. Adiris rishayim, mischayim daidas achroinim. Later generations try to compete with the earlier generations. Gamzeh maicheh asalev. This pulls a heart. Das afke shalhem ni'imilir isayin. It's something that people enjoy watching. You enjoy watching competition. V'lishmaya eisen. You like hearing about competition, right? V'nei rishayim aimrim. Anachnu hakimim mi... Kem? Mim Kem? Interesting word. We are smarter than you. Vadiris Halchem Mismatim. And generations get less into smart. The Liban Sharishainim Kapisko Shalheko. They can quote through the Chazal that the heart of the earlier generations is as wide as the heart of a palace. Liban Sharakrainim Kasitke Machat. And today our heart is as wide as a threading thing in a needle. That's what the Rishayim claim. Okay, we'll go back to tomorrow. A good luchaydish, everybody? Okay. We are in Hayim and Bays, and we are already recording. We are in Hayim and Bays, and we are... I'll put away my things. You don't have to put them away. So I might use them afterwards. We are in Hayim and Bays, and we're going to start again from Gufa, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines to the bottom, if I counted right. Hayim and Bays, 13 lines to the bottom, Gufa Amaziri. Meis Leisha Benida, the fact that we go back 24 hours, and we say that her period started 24 hours earlier than she noticed it. And this, again, a chumra by Kachim and Taris, but that chumra extends. Aysa Mishkav Umayshav, it makes anything she sat on or lay on, is enough, becomes a severe tumah. L'tame Adam, l'tame begadam. That it can be metame a person with his clothing that he's wearing. Meaning, basically, this Meis Leisha Benida makes her couch into a avatoma.
And he's a Rishon. And the clothes are Rishon?
The clothes are Rishon, right. Because his clothes can't be a Shady. So automatically, when you're metame Adam, metame, by the way, it's only the clothing he's wearing. If he touches other clothing, it's not tame.
Even though the clothing didn't touch.
Doesn't make a difference. That's the chumra, the clothing that he's wearing becomes part of him. You are what you wear. No, I'm sorry. Right.
What was wearing the clothing?
The clothing he's wearing becomes...
The scarf didn't touch the couch.
Right. Right. He brought a brice in his hand. By the way, I have to say this because it's... I have to say this. Yesterday, Daf, we had a Gemara of Avimi, taught Rav Chisda Menachas. And then he forgot Menachas. So he went to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda should reteach him. He forgot it. They didn't have it written down. Avimi was older, I guess. He forgot it. So he went to his Talmud, Rav Chisda, to reteach him Masechtas Menachas. So he went to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda should reteach him. In fact, the Gemara, he's the Rebbe, Rav Chisda's the Talmud. Why didn't he call Rav Chisda to come to him? Why did he go to Rav Chisda? So the Gemara, there's a better siyata d'shmaya. So Trashi, you say, gata mitzasa. That if you work on Torah, you will have a better time understanding it. Now, Rav Aaron Kotler points out, what is work on Torah? He traveled? That's working on Torah? He didn't say he spent 2 more hours learning it. He traveled to Rav Chisda. I don't know how far it was. He traveled to Rav Chisda instead of calling Rav Chisda to come to him. A Rebbe would usually call his Talmud. He went to his Talmud because he wanted to have Siyata Dishmaya and understanding it. What was the Siyata Dishmaya? He traveled. That was part of his Yigia Satira. That means when people get up in the morning in 19-degree weather and clear their windows and so they can come to Shir, right? We'd be much more comfortable not to have to come to Shir. You can listen to the Shir. But that's part of Yigia Satira. That's what the Rashi is talking about. Shabar, not my... I mean, I tried it this way once. I found Rabar and said that the Mishnah Shabar. So it's Yigia Satira does not only include the actual toil and the learning, in all the preparatory stages of Yigia, that's part of Yigia Satira. Okay? I'm not supposed to say it now, so I don't want to spend too much time. I just couldn't resist. Anyway.
Did we lose him?
Yeah, I don't hear him either.
I'm sorry?
We lost you.
We lost you for about 15 seconds there, rather.
Got me back?
Am I back? Yeah, you're back.
Yes.
You are back.
Her couch, Mishkava means where she lays, what's made to lay on. Mishkava means what's made to sit on. I translated the couch and a chair. Kimago has the same tumma as if she touched it. Now that's lesser than Mishkava Mishab usually is. Right? A nida that's on a couch, the couch is an av. A nida that touches a couch and not sits on the couch, it's a rishon. There's a difference between Medrash and Negiah. Midrash becomes an Av, and Negiah makes a Rishon. And the Brisa says the Mace Lace of a Nida does not get the severity of an Av to make the bed an Av. It only becomes by something she touched, which is a Rishon, which is a lower form of Tumah. I mean, the person that touched it would not become Tumah.
Did she buy it? Did she touch it?
Again, this woman became an Eid on Tuesday morning. We make her go back to Monday morning. Right? Now, the bed she slept on Monday night, is that an Av or a Rishon? Raziri had said it's an Av. And Avimi said it's like something she touched, which means it's not an Av, it's only a Rishon. The difference is, if her husband touches that bed, is he Tameh or not? According to Ziri, he touched an Av, he becomes Tameh. According to Avimi, he touched the Rishon, he doesn't become Tameh. Zakti Gemara, my love, ma magalei matam adam. Just like what you touch does not matam be a person, I'm miskabalei matam adam. So it's a question on Ziri from a Brisa. Now, Avimi, Ziri might be able to argue with Avimi, there I'm a Roem. But if Avimi brings a Brisa, that's Tanoim. Ziri can't argue on a Brisa. So it's a question on Ziri. That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, I'm a Rabba. So Rabbi says that the Brisa makes no sense anyway. Meaning, forget that Ziri ever said anything. How does one understand the Brisa? The Brisa itself is difficult to understand. And therefore, we have to figure out that the Brisa, and that will answer the question. Now, why is the Brisa difficult to understand independently? Forget about what Ziri said. We have a Brisa that said that her bed is like something she touched. So the Rava says that's a very difficult concept. Why? Because kal v'chaymeri. Now, we spoke this out on Friday, and I will repeat it again. A kli cheres is different than any other kelim. Other kelim are mekabel tumah to the touch. Or, if they're an ayel hames, that's like a touch, if they're an ayel hames. But forget a mace. Every other tumah, every other keli, is mekabel tumah to the touch. That's not mekabel tumah. Kli cheres has a kula and a chumra. The kula is, you touch a kli cheres, a tameh touches a kli cheres on the outside, it doesn't become tameh. If this table were cheres, and I, who am an ava tuma, touch this kli cheres, it would not become tameh. It would not become tameh, period, by touch. I'm being very clear. Don't take me further. I say exactly what I meant. It would not become tameh by touch. Outside or outside. On the outside, it would not become tameh. A kli eight, a kli matris, metal wood, would become tameh by touch. If I touch this wooden table, it becomes tameh. It's a rishon l'tumah right now, because I touched it. It was a rishon l'tumah on Friday, because I touched it. Right? So I'm an avatumah, I touched the mace, I'm an avatumah, I'm going to be an avatumah till there's four atumah, and therefore I touch a table, it's a rishon l'tumah. And when they're going to have to keep Tumas Aaron, this table's going to have to go to the mikvah. Now, if this would be Kli Cheres, and this would be earthenware, pottery, then it would not be Mekabel Tumah. That's the halacha. That's what the Torah says. Kli Cheres has a chumra. Every other keli, let's say it's a metal keli, a bowl, metal pot, and an Ava Tumah sticks his hand into the pot but doesn't touch anything. He's within the confines of the pot, but he did not touch the pot. He's in the airspace. Right? The pot's not coming. He didn't touch it. By Kli Cheres, if it's in the airspace, the whole Kli Cheres becomes coming. So that's a chumra it has over any other keli. In a certain way, it's more lenient than any other keli, and in a certain way, it's more strict than any other keli. That's the halacha the Torah said. So here you have Kli Cheres, that doesn't become tame by the outside touch. However, if a nida moves it on the outside, she touches it on the outside, kli cheres does not become tame. A nida can touch a kli cheres on the outside, it will not become tame, because a kli cheres does not get tuma by touch on the outside. The same Torah that told us that said that if it's moved by a nida, that is called a tumas hesed. If it's moved by a nida, a move makes it tameh. So let's listen again. Here is a kli cheres that by touch is not tameh on the outside. But if you move the keli, That's called, that is metame. There are certain tumas that are metame by moving. A klicheres becomes tame if a nida moves it. Even though under touch it's not tame, under movement it is tame. That's the halacha by klicheres. These are various customs learned out from sukkim. This is not rabbinic thing. This is biblical halacha. Now, here you have a nida. She became a nida Tuesday morning. We are metame her retroactive. Including in that retroactivity is when metame, the earthenware keli that she moved. In the last 24 hours, she moved an earthenware keli. So we say, listen, 24 hours ago, we consider you a nida for truma and kachim. So therefore, we're going to consider you a nida as far as moving this klicheres for truma and kachim. That means this klicheres can't be used for truma and kachim. Because you touched it, you moved it in the last 24 hours. So here is klicheres that has a leniency, that touching it doesn't make it tame. But movement makes it tame. And we're willing to take this 24-hour period and say that if this woman, who in the last, who just saw a period, now is tame 24 hours retroactive, is metame the klicheres that she moved on Monday afternoon, when she didn't think she was anita. Now she finds out that this is within the 24 hours. So we make that klicheres tame. Now, this same klicheres would be in a room with a mace. It would not become tame. Because it's not being moved, and it's being touched on the outside by the tumor that fills the room. But klicheres, if it has a top on it, it won't become tame by touch. So listen to this. A klicheres that's in an oil hamace is tar if it has a top on it. It's in an oil hamace. It's a pottery keli covered that's in an oil hamace. The metal keli is tame, the wood keli is tame, mattresses are tame, chairs are tame, everything in the room is tame. There's a mace there. But the pottery keli is not tame because it's not getting to the inside. It's only mekabel tum on the inside. And it's not being moved. It's sitting there. Now, the nida in her 24-hour is metame this klicheres if she moved it. That means, in a certain sense, klicheres for a nida is treated more severely than the mace by a klicheres. The mace by a klicheres, the klicheres is tahar. The nida by a klicheres, she moved it yesterday. This chumrah of 24 hours is stricter than if it would have been in an oil hamace. Take this klicheres. In an oil hamace, it remains tahar. In the 24 hours of the nida, if it was moved, we say it's tameh. That means we're treating the nida 24 hours in a certain sense more severely than we treat a tumas mace. In fact, tumas mace, this pottery is not tame. By the 24 hours, we are metame the pottery. Now, a mattress in the oil hamace would become tame. That means the mattress is more susceptible to tuma than a klicheres. Raya is, a klicheres in oil hamace is not tame, and a mattress in oil hamace is tame. Now, in the 24-hour of anita, right, you make the klicheres tame, even, right, if she had moved it in the last 24 hours. So, sure, if she's on a mattress, it should become tame. You're more machmer by mattresses than you are by klicheres. You see that by mace. A mattress in a klicheres, in a mace, in an oil hamace is tame. A klicheres in an oil hamace is tahar. So, by nida, you're willing to go back and be matame the klicheres. So for sure you should go be metame the mattress. So as a krava, I don't understand the brisa. We should be more machmer by a mattress and make it a medrash. Because you see that medrash, that mattresses are more susceptible than klicheres. And we're machmer by klicheres. Shouldn't you be machmer by a mattress also and make it a medrash? So that's Rava's question on the brisa. Right? So Dr. Rava, Matisbra, Kavachaymir, Ma Klicheres Hamuk of Tamid Pasol, a Klicheres that has a cover, Hanitzu Bayel Hamez, that in an oil hamez is safe, cannot be Makabal Tumma when it's an oil hamez. Ain't a Nitzu Bamez Reish of Anida. But when it comes to the 24 hours of Anida, right, we say it's Tumme retroactive. That means we are Machmer rabbinically by a klicheres more than we're machmer in a nail hamez, which is biblical, So mishkavas and mitzvahs ain't a nitzalim ba'el hametz. Mishkavas and mitzvahs that are not ain't a din she'ain nitzalim ba'meis leich shebenida. Couldn't we treat it stricter by meis leich shebenida? Shouldn't we say, wow, we should make it tameh as if Anita slept on it? We make the klicharis tameh as if Anita moved it with the 24-hour rule. So why shouldn't we make the mishkav tameh like Anita slept on it? It's more susceptible to tumah than a klicharis is, and yet we go back by the 24 hours. We make the klicharis tameh.
Why is it so? Because if it moves.
What?
Klicharis is tameh because
klicharis by Anita is only tameh if she moved it. Correct.
Yes, because of the cap.
I can't hear you.
If she moved it in the Olamais, it would be
Tummy
also.
Yes. Which is more susceptible to Tumah? A mattress or a Klicharis? That's the question. Let's determine which one is more susceptible to Tumah. A mattress or a covered Klicharis? And we see from my Olamais, which is a biblical Tumah, that mattresses are more susceptible than Klicharis that are covered. And here we come by Anita. And we say, this chumrah of 24 hours, which by the way is a chumrah, it's a knas. And we take it to the extent that this kli cheres, which is less susceptible to tumah, we treat it as if she was a definite nida who moved it in its tummy.
I didn't know that. No one's talking about kli cheres here.
Again, what is the... Oh, I mean, how did Rabbah know the fact that kli cheres is that way? The Gemara is going to ask the question. How did Rabbah know it? The Gemara is going to bring a price. You're right. Rav is assuming something. You want to know how he assumed it? The Gemara is going to ask. But that's going to be proven. The fact is true. That we are machmer in the 24 hours, that the klicharis she moved is tameh. That means we are treating her in those 24 hours vis-a-vis the klicharis as if she was a definite nida. Or may I should say suffix nida.
I need clarification.
Yes.
Somebody that did not check themselves. Only you.
The whole mace lace is a drabonon knas.
Right. But do they apply it to every lady?
To every lady that finds herself in Nida, that's not a veskavua.
Right. You
mean, no, if she were, it got, only the guy because she
mentaris. Right. But she didn't have to do anything wrong. I mean, she could have checked herself when she was supposed to.
That's not true. She would never have 24 hours without a check. If she did what she was supposed to, then there would never be 24 hours. It would always be less than 12 hours.
But the little phrase still works there.
Again, if she checked herself, it doesn't go back past the check. But that's because that's more of a chash. 24 hours is not for... Where does 24 hours come from?
We're talking about even if it's not... Even if she does check... We golem afreya on a revealing that.
That's true. That's a chumrah. It's a rabbinic chumrah.
Right, so,
No. But the 24 hours is a knas. The extra is a knas. Right. It's a chumrah. But it's all rabbinic. Biblically speaking, she's coming now.
Are we comparing Idol or the properties of what occurs with Idol on this mattress and Klicharis to Mishka?
We're trying to say like this. We're comparing the susceptibility to Tumah of one item to the other item. Ayo is where we see that mattresses are more susceptible than Klicharis. We are establishing from Ayo a fact. Mattresses are more susceptible than Klicharis. That's the statement we established. How did you know that? From Ayo. Once you know that, and now you look at the laws of Meisrei Shebenida, and you see that by Meisrei Shebenida, we're willing to be metamed in Klicharis. We're taking it to the extent that we are metamed in Klicharis.
By Hesed.
By Hesed. That means you're being machmer by these 24-hour, rabbinic 24 hours, that you're doing it that it's if you were a real Nida, or at least a Suffolk Nida. So if you're doing that by something that's less susceptible to Tumah, It's a rabbinic chumrah. Why? Yeah. So for sure you should do it for something that's more susceptible to tumah.
That should be what? That
should be like she slept on it. Should be a mattress. If you're treating her like a sapik nida vis-a-vis the klicheres, for sure you should treat her like a sapik nida vis-a-vis the mattress.
We're approaching it from the thing that's being the kabbal tumah, but we're trying to say that the thing that's making or the process of becoming.
No, we're not. We're trying to say that the item that became tameh should be tameh by mattresses more than the klicheres.
But maybe it's not a din in this thing. It's a din in how the truma is being
transferred. Again, let's establish which is more susceptible to truma.
I get it.
So then what's bothering you?
Because Hesed, maybe Hesed and Medrash are a stronger transfer.
So Adarabba. So then for sure it should become a Medrash.
Or maybe they just have different properties.
Again, if we see this as a Chumra Drabanan, you would assume the Drabanan would be less machmer by something that's less susceptible than something that's more susceptible. If that's the logic. Why should I think differently?
That maybe
doesn't make a difference. It's a chumrah drabanan. Yes.
The truth is, what Feivel is saying and what Warren was saying is exactly the same thing. We have apples and oranges. All kalva chumras are apples and oranges because you have two separate things. What's probably the simplest way of putting it. Would we have a situation where A becomes tummy and B does not? So why is it we have a situation where B is tummy and A is not? And the answer is that the objection of the problem. That's what the rubber's point is.
Okay. I just said, if you're saying it in one sentence, I think my explaining does a better job at it. But if you think your one sentence works better, it's a day.
I think brevity is the soul of wit.
Again, okay, I'm not going to argue the point about having to explain things. Not everybody understands one sentence. Some people need to be explained to. Superior. So therefore, Zakhtrava the Brisa doesn't make Shavimi is difficult to understand. Frank the Gemara Vavimi Bechazoi Masnisa Kamar. But Avimi brought a Brisa. Rabbi, you can have all the questions in the world, but a Brisa is louder than you. A Brisa is stronger than you. The Brisa says not like you. Zakhtrava, let's retranslate the Brisa. Amen Mishkava Meshava Kemaga Asma. Not Kemaga of, but Kemaga Asma. Not like what she touches, but like something that touches her. The Mishkav Umayshav is like touching her. Meaning the Mishkav Umayshav become a Medras. What happens if somebody touches a Medras? The same thing as we touch the Nida. He becomes a Rishon. What the Brisa is saying is exactly what Ziri said. That the Mishkav Umayshav shall become a Medras. And touching that mattress is like touching her. Not the mattress is like touching her. The mattress is her. And touching the mattress is like touching her. We're retranslating the Brisa. We understood the Brisa to say, touching the mattress is like, the mattress is like touching her. And now we're saying, no, touching the mattress is like touching her. But the mattress is more than that. The mattress is an avatoma. Maga asma matama adam matama begadim. Af mishkava meshava matama adam matama begadim. If you touch a nida, you become a rishon, and your begadim become a rishon. You touch the mishkav, you become a rishon, and your begadim become a rishon. That's what the writer is saying. Touching the mishkav will make you as tamei as touching the nida. Not that the mishkav itself is like touching the nida. The mishkav itself is more strict than touching the nida. But touching the mishkav will make you as tamei as touching the nida. It is and it isn't. It isn't the 24-hour period, right? So we're saying that we're willing to do that far. But Rashi, all the way back. Kimaga. It's about six lines up in the narrow lines. At least this much I have in this thing. I don't have to find it in three different prints. Bikli, kli shenaga by nida. She'enem etam ba'adam, sharishin hi, sharishin. Ve'enem etam ba'adam al avatoma. The only thing that makes a person tummy is an avatoma. Av mishkava le'etam ba'adam, v'kashel le'ziri, Theory said that the Mishkav is enough to make a person Tamei, to make other begadim Tamei, meaning not only of himself. It's an avatuma, he becomes a Rish. Kliacheres, meaning the Mishkav Meishav is an avatuma. Nitzu Bayer Ameis, the Sivachol Kli Psuach Hashain Tamid Pasal Olof, any open Kali Cheres that doesn't have a top, Tamei. The Diyak is, I guess, Tamid Pasal Olof Tar. But it has a top, Star. Ain't a Nitzu, im Hissed Betrech Meishleis, Tamei. If he moves it within a Meishleis, it's Tamei. Kielu Hissitasa Reacha Riyasa. As if she moved it after she became an Ida, to the Tanya Bebrais will come up. Ain't a Dinsh, ain't a Nitzu, im Meishleis. What does he say? Kemishkav Nida. She Tama Kemishkav Nida Atzma Adam Begadim Sholof. It should be an Av. That the Mishkav should be able to make a Rishon. That's Rabba's Kavachimer. Therefore, Rabba changes the Brisa. Kemaga Atzma. Kenegiya Atzma. Kenegiya Atzma. By touching the woman. Kalaim Adam and a Gabe and Mishkav of Batech Meslais. Anybody that touched her mattress during the previous 24 hours. Kilu Negeba Basanida Atzma. As if he touched her. So who? Ubegadim Shalov Tameyim. She's an Av, so he becomes a Rishon, and his clothing become a Rishon. The Siv, the Chah Negeya Ba Yitma, the Tanya Bataris Kahanim, Yahulu Yehad Negeya Ba Matama Begadim Bemaga. I would think that if the one who touches her does not make his clothing Tamey, Kavachimer, in Mishkava Matama Adam Matama Begadim, he Atzma Lekoshkein, the Torah says that the mattress makes a person Tamei and the begadim he's wearing Tamei, so for sure she does. That person is a Rishon and therefore cannot be Matami another person or a Klicheres. Or I don't know why Rashi writes Klicheres. I looked around. He can't be Matami any Kaili. So I don't know why Rashi stresses Klicheres. I looked around yesterday to see if anybody says anything. I didn't find anything. I was hoping the Rabbeinu might say anything, but I don't know why Rashi says that he won't be able to be metame another person or a klicheres. He can't be metame any keli. So I'm not sure why Rashi says the word klicheres here. I don't know. Ash mishkava b'treich meisleis. Okay. Zok the Gemara by the Tanya Kavasa the Rabba. We have a brisa that says Rava is right. Right? That a Mishkav becomes a Medras, the Ziri is right. The Ziri is right. And that Rava is right about Klicheres. This brisa will also prove Rava right about Klicheres. Tanya Kavasada Rav. Haraya Kesem. That's how, I'm sorry, we're not going with the Bach. The Bach is confusing only because he turns the order, because of Rashi. The Bach changes the order of the Gemara. The Gemara has two cases, and Rashi explains case two before case one. So the Bach went, correctly so, and switched the order in the Gemara. But it's going to drive us crazy. So I'd rather learn the Gemara. It's not going to change any halacha. I'd rather learn the Gemara as is and have Rashi explain case two before case one. Rather than change it in the Gemara, you're going to have to go back and forth with your finger. It's going to drive you crazy. So let's just stick to the Gemara as is, and just remember that Rashi had the cases inverted. That's why he explains what we have as case two before he explains what we have as case one. Haraya Dam, a woman that has a period. Matama Meishleis. Umahi Matama. What is she Matama retroactively? Mishkavas and Meishavas. Her mattresses and her chairs. Aichlun Umashkin. Food and drink. Uklicheres. Even a Klicheres Hamukav Tamid Pasul that has a top on it. Tamid Pasul means a top that's tight. It has to be a tight top. What? If she moves it, yeah. As if Anita. Anita has to move it, too. And, same thing.
She's not moving the other things. She's sitting.
No, yeah. Only the klicheres has to be moved. The einim uku kalas laminyana. However, she, as far as now, in those days, counts were very complicated. As I mentioned last Monday, two Mondays ago, that in those days, they had a calendar. When they became Anita, for 7 days they were Tamei. They did not need any clean days. After 7 days, if she was clean at the end of day seven, even if she became clean an hour before the day end seven, she went to the mikvah, she was Tyra. That's what it was. She didn't need any clean day, not even one. Nothing. She was tar at the end of 7 days. She went to the mikvah. She was 100% tahira. The next 11 days, if she saw 1 day, she would be tamei 1 day. If she saw 2 days, she would be tamei another day. And if she saw 3 days, she would need 7 clean days. For the next 11 days, once day 19 arrives, 7 and 11, the next time she sees, she starts the cycle over again. 7, 11. Now, period might not come till day 32. So then the cycle will start over again. She just has to know 7, 11. After 11, she can wait for her period. That's the halacha, the way most Rishayim work. That's the halacha. Now, here is a woman that has a 24-hour. She saw it Tuesday morning. When does the 7 day start? Tuesday morning or Monday morning? But if you go Monday morning, then her 11 starts a day earlier. If you go Tuesday morning, her 11 days will start later. And that's very important to her. Because if you start Monday morning, then on day 7, which is Sunday, she's still a Nida. She's not a Shemaris Yayim. It doesn't count towards Zivus. But if she sees on Monday, she's already on day 8. Whereas if she starts Tuesday morning, it's a whole different thing. She's all confused now. Zuck the bride says she's not. As far as your calendar is concerned, she starts Tuesday morning, forget about the 24-hour retroactivity. As far as her calendar is concerned, nothing to worry about. Now, her husband lived with her on Monday night. She sees the period Tuesday morning. Now, a man that lives with an Ida is Tameh. He becomes Tameh for 7 days. A man who lives with an Ida, he touched her, but besides touching her, he's Tameh for 1 day. The Torah says a Bayal Nida is Tameh for 7 days. But it's a 24-hour Chumrah. But how about him, the guy called Shemantaris? Does he now become tummy 7 days for Kachem and Taris?
If he doesn't, why should he?
That's not true. She's tummy for 7 days for Kachem and Taris. He is. So the bride says no. He's clear. Don't bother him. He's 100% tar, even though her couch is tummy. Her chair is tummy avatoma. But he's fine. We're not going to make any move on him. It's rabbinic. Remember, the rabbinic can gerrymander the gzeira any way they want to. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Thomas, Vayala. Rabbi Kiva says, nope, he becomes Tamei. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, you can understand Shammai's concern of Bittul Piri Verivya. I mean, the guy doesn't want to become Tamei for 7 days. You know, it doesn't feel so good. The guy lived with his wife, and now he's told, you're fine, but you're Tamei for 7 days. Don't worry about it. I mean, he's going to be nervous like crazy. Every time he lives with his wife, she becomes a Nina in the next 24 hours. He's going to be tummy for 7 days. That's why Shammai was concerned about Bittul Piri Verivya. And Hill said it's only for Kachem and Tyra, so don't worry about it. Okay, but now we can understand Shammai a little better according to Bekiva. We're making him tummy. Okay. And again, this is sounds like a repeat. Let me just finish the sentence. She counts again from the day she saw. Tuesday starts her calendar. It seems like a repeat of Einu Mukushalus Kuminyana. The oracle there asked the Kasha, but I couldn't find the answer because I don't have an oracle there on either, or at least I couldn't find mine. And the Masifta didn't bring it down and just said, oracle there asked, why isn't this a repeat? I thought maybe Rabbeinu will bring it down. Yes, what's your question, Rafai?
Who says
okay. That's that case. Yes?
Opposed to Rabbi Akiva, what's he being knas toward?
It's all-inclusive. The knas to her is all-inclusive.
That would be Rabbi Akiva.
I said that.
I'm saying, in reference to
Yes.
But he's a non-Kohen. You think he's still in power? What
is it? How is it? If he's not, but he has to be careful. He can't touch food. Any food he touches the next day becomes stomach. So his brother, who's eating at the same table, can't eat the same food. You have to understand what happens in a house when it keeps the matara. It's extreme. I mean, you get used to everything. If we had to move into that house and go out of our minds till we get used to it. Two people are eating there. One guy touched his wife when she was in Eden. By mistake, he touched her. he touched her mattress. So he comes next morning to breakfast. He has to tell his son, I'm sorry, we can't eat together today because the Cheerios that I'm going to touch, it becomes tummy, and you can't eat tummy Cheerios. So I'm going to take from the tummy box, and you'll take from the Torah box for the next 7 days. You know, that's why when we talk, and again, I don't mean it in a bad chas v'shalom, not to be taken the wrong way. We talk about a woman keeping her nida sneezing, and it's halach and shulchan aruch. Nobody's business to know whether a woman is a nida. In those days, it was a public knowledge. It's public. Her family had to know because she had to be in a different room. She was a beis nidasa. She couldn't sit on her couch. She couldn't sit on her chair. Everybody knew mommy's Anita. If she ever went out, she wore big day nidusa, so her friends didn't meet her and hug her because then they would become a risha latuma and then go home and they would have a problem that day, only one day, of touching food. So it was not the privacy that we stress today, which is very, very important. But it didn't, in those days of Tumatara, it didn't exist. I'll say this, only one person told it to me. I can even say his name. He's a rav in Los Angeles. Persian rav, a chashev rav. His name is Reb David Zargari. He's a chashev rav. He saved the Persian kehillah in L.A. He's a real chashev rav. He told me, when we were learning Nida and Kadol, that in his mother used to wear gloves, bimei nidusa, when she washed the dishes. That was the minig in from Persia. I don't know if everybody had that minute. He told me, my mother, when she was remaining Dusa, I didn't ask him whether it was the 7 days or 12 days. I didn't ask him all the details, none of my business. But he told me that my mother was Anita. She washed the dishes. She was, when she handled food, she always wore gloves.
That's Sneas?
No, it's not Sneas. I don't know. The kids knew their mother was Anita.
Did you do that?
No, I don't do that again. If I did it, I wouldn't tell you. He told me, right?
No, I don't mean that. No, I'm saying, is that...
It was a chumra in Tumatara. They had a Mesaira in Tumatara. I'm just saying what it... You have to understand, in the house that they kept Tumatara in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Mishnah, this is how they operated.
The gloves were
seven. No, the gloves... But theoretically, she's a needed... Yeah, it's a seven, because the food becomes a shady anyway. You're right. It's a simon. It's a simon. But it was a zahiris and tumma. It was a zahiris and tumma. Again, all I'm trying to... I definitely wanted to spend time on this. All I wanted to show is that the concept of how people live changed drastically. That's all I'm trying to say.
Will there be a reason anyway because she's moving it?
She's moving the food? You're talking about food behested? Yeah, it could be. I think it was more... As a hero since then. Again, it didn't make a difference. The food is tummy anyway. And they didn't keep Tumatara. They sat on the same chairs. She didn't move out of the house.
The father who was sharing the Cheerios with the son. Did the table also?
No, he's a recent. It's not the time of the table.
No. It's the time of the Cheerios.
What?
It's the time of the Cheerios.
It's the time of the Cheerios.
Because
it's food. Now, theoretically, if he holds the box, and they probably wouldn't have time to cheer because they saw him to Matara. Maybe they're keeping us. So I don't want to get involved. That gets too complicated. I am definitely not going there now. Yes. The Cheerios become tough. Let's just say the Cheerios. He touches the Cheerios. He tells his kid, this Cheerios is not for you. This is marked for the tummy days. Yeah, tummy Cheerios, tar Cheerios. Tummy bread, tar bread. Tummy chairs, tar chairs. It's a whole different lifestyle. Can't imagine living in Tumatara. Just like people who are not from, can't imagine having two sets of dishes for building inflation. For Pesach.
Yeah.
And then two for Pesach. Exactly. And then Parav. And then Parav. You know what I mean? You go out of your mind. What are these guys doing? Terry says, if you're not used to it, it sounds difficult. When you get used to it, this is the way you live. That's how they live. The kids grew up, they didn't know any different. And they went to cheder. There were kids, the cheder kids have to be the kind of families that you wanted your kids to interact with. It couldn't be the kids that didn't keep Tumah Tahara, because the kids that didn't keep Tumah Tahara, their food was tameh. Your kid might eat it. You know, you change his snacks. Yeah, it's a different, a whole different. That's why when you learn Masechtas Chagiga and you learn the concept of Chavar and Amoritz, it's a real, real split. To the point Chazal were worried that the Maratzim will make their own religion, because they'll say, we're being ostracized, which they were to a big extent. They were. You didn't go to the same schools, you didn't eat the same food, you didn't frequent the same souls, because they were Tameh. They're not Zohar and Tumah Tahara. I'm just pointing out, I'm not here to...
That's why they relaxed during Yom Tov.
Right.
Is to unify the nation.
Yeah, yeah, so Yom Tov was an exception. And the reason Yom Tov was an exception is because they didn't want to ostracize them more, the Gemara says. Because then they'll go make their own Beis HaMikdash. You can't leave us out of Judaism. And these are from Yidden. They kept Shabbos. They kept kosher. They keep everything we kept. They just didn't keep Tumah Tahara. Again, you know, right, Rashi. Right, I'm not finished yet. Keep going with Matamas by Allah and Freya. Rashi, I'm not going to do Rashi because Rashi is on both cases. Araya Kesem. Now here comes a big finish. Kesem is a rabbinic thing. I mentioned this yesterday, and I don't know if I mentioned it Friday. A woman that has a spot without a Ria, biblically, she's 100% Tahar. She's not an Ida. The Torah did not make her an Ida only if she has a Hargasha, which is a feeling that it started. And today, because we don't have Hargasha, we say the monthly period. That's when she's an Ida. Rabbanan came along and said, any blood that comes from her body makes her tummy. End of story. Any blood that comes from her body that's a certain size makes her tummy. Size of a grist. I'm not getting above that now. Round a penny. Right. Makes her tummy. Now, this is the Chumr Drabanan. Now, how far did they take that Chumr Drabanan? There's two Chumr Drabanan here. One is the Meislais of a woman that has a period, and one is the Kesem, makes her tummy Drabanan, back to when the last time she did the laundry. So here we are, two women, different reasons for the Chumr. One is the Chumr because of the 24 hours, one is the Chumr because of Kesem. What is that, Locha? Tamil Mefreya, my time of Ichlun Maskin, Mishkavas, Mishavas, and Picharis, and Mukhav Tavik Pato, Umukul Kalois Laminyana. And here the Rabbanan said her count is mixed up. Because here it's a real fear. The Rabbanan made it a Nida. From the moment she saw that spot, it's not a knot. It's not just to punish her for not doing her B'dikas. She saw blood from her body. And we make her a Nida for that. So now we don't know when she became a Nida. The day she did her laundry, or now. So now she's messed up.
Why would it be the same thing when she saw it?
Don't go back. Yes, May's place was a not real worry that she saw blood. It was a knas to her. We punished her to go back 24 hours. But we know she wasn't a Nida the last 24 hours. It's only a Chumra Tumah Tahara. Not a Chumra for regular stuff. Kesem makes her a Nida, really, even for Chulim. Not a Chumra of Kachim
Mataris. At the time she saw it.
When she got the spot, but she doesn't know when she had the spot. She did the laundry on Sunday, and on Wednesday she finds the Kesem. When did this spot come in her beckon? Now, if she checked it every morning and it was clean, then there's nothing to worry about. She didn't look at her beckon from Sunday to Wednesday. And now it's Wednesday, and she sees a spot. What? So the Gemara says she doesn't know, because it's different than a Meislais. This is Tumah even for Chulin. This is a real fear of Tumah, of a rabbinic Tumah, but it's a real fear of Tumah, not a knas. And therefore she's messed up her minyan. Now before I stop, I have to speak this out so everybody can take this in and deal with it for the next 23 hours. So before we come back, how much does it take for a woman to get out of this messed up calendar? Now, was day one Sunday, was day one Wednesday? How does she ever get out of this? Because she sees a week later, is this day 9 or is this day 2? is this day 10 or day 3? And so how does she make sure she's definitely out of any suffix? She has to have 17 clean days. That way, no matter what day she was up to, 7 passed and 11 passed. So she's finished with everything. The only way she can get out of where she's messed up in her calendar is by having 17 clean days.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. She has to keep it. Maybe I'm a Zava. Maybe I'm an Iza. Maybe I'm a Shemarit. I don't know what I am. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. So it's late today, so I'm stopping a little earlier, even though most people are coming later, but that's what we do.